My good friend Levi Chomsky showed me a Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. He actually gave me by Shlomo Zalman's Bar Mitzvah. So he inserted he came over to me, gave me a few shiurim that he had said, written, and that in the game Masechta Yevamos. So one of them is right here, Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis, on the topic of being Moshech the Arla. So the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, "Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Kol Mitzvah Shenemar Levnei Noach VeNishnas BeSinai. Any Mitzvah that was given to the Bnei Noach and that was chazered over at Sinai, so it's something that is mentioned in the Torah as a Mitzvah before Matan Torah, and then it was mentioned again after Matan Torah, meaning it was said over at Har Sinai. Lezeh uLezeh Nemra. It means that it wasn't given only to Bnei Noach. It was given. I mean, it wasn't given only to the Yidden, but it was given to the Bnei Noach as well." It's counterintuitive. But any mitzvah that was only given to the Bnei Noach and it wasn't chazed over at Sinai, it means it was only meant for the Yidden and it wasn't meant for the Bnei Noach. Again, it's counterintuitive. And what's the one example of that that the Gemara gives? Gidanosha. Gidanosha is mentioned in the Torah, in Parashas Vayishlach. It's not mentioned again afterwards in the Torah, after Har Sinai, and that's a raya that it was only meant for the Yidden. So, Bnei Noach do not have an iser to eat from the Gidanosha. But any mitzvah, again, that was given to Bnei Noach and was chazered over again by Sinai, lezeh ulezeh nemro, it means it applies not only to the Yidden, but it applies to the Bnei Noach as well. Freik the Gemara, kol mitzvah shenemro levnei noach, lezeh b'sinai, lezeh ulezeh nemro, varei milo, shenemro levnei noach, it was given to the Bnei Noach, tichsiv, the pasuk, and it was repeated again by Sinai, in Parshas Tazri, obyei mashmina yimol. So why is it that Bnei Noach do not have a mitzvah to do bris milah? So the Gemara gives an answer. Then the Gemara asks another kasha. Vari piri verivyo. Shenemar levnei noach tichsiv, right in the beginning of the Torah. Va'atem pru revu. And then later benishnas b'sinai shenemar lechem ar lehem shuv lechem lo yolechem. And still the Yisrael nemar levnei noach. In other words, the Gemara's kasha is if it's true that any mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach benishnas b'sinai lezeh lezeh nemar, why is it that Bnei Noach don't have the mitzvah of milah? And why is it that Bnei Noach don't have the mitzvah of piri verivyo? And the Gemara answers both of those questions. The Mara asked the Kasha, Piriya Verivya. Why is it that Bnei Noach don't have the mitzvah Piriya Verivya? Who said they don't have the mitzvah Piriya Verivya? Oh, you'll tell me because it's not one of the Zayim mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But Tosfos says, the Gemara Daftun Chesamid Beis, in Masechta Sanhedrin says, that the Zayim mitzvahs Bnei Noach are unique in that they're all Isurim. In fact, the Gemara says that the number seven only includes Yisurim. If something's a mitzvah saseh, but it doesn't involve any Yisur, it's not included in the seven. I mean, it could be Bnei Noach do have mitzvah saseh. The Zayin are limited to the Yisurim. Mitzvahs, maybe they have, who knows, maybe they have Ramach Essen. So Freik Tosfos Akasha, that who said that, how did the Gemara know that Bnei Noach had not mitzvah in Peri Veriva, that it asked the Kasha, that it was Nemro, Bnei Noach, Venishas, Pesina, and Slisi, they don't have it. Maybe Bnei Noach are mitzvah in Peri Veriva. Says Tosfos that it's true Peri Veriva is really, at its core, a mitzvah saseh, but it involves an Isser as well. And being that it involves an Isser as well, if Bnei Noach were mitzvah in Peri Veriva, it should have been mentioned as the eighth Mitzvah Bnei Noach. V'yesh loymad, deshev al teis anamihu. It is also an Isser. The Misha mitzvah al piri v'rivyo. Because someone who's mitzvah al piri v'rivyo, mitzvah shloy l'hashcha zera, has an Isser not to be mitzvah zera l'vatolo. So included in the mitzvah saseya puru revu is also an Isser of hashchosaz zera. So if Bnei Noach mitzvah puru revu, it should have been mentioned. It should have been the eighth mitzvah Bnei Noach. Why for the Isser Shaboy? What's the Isser Hashchos HaZera? And for the fact that it's not mentioned, the Gemara knew they must be not mitzvah. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Why aren't they mitzvah? It was never Bnei Noach. Venishin Spesina. Freik the Marshal and the Marshal and all the Gedolei Achronim, that why did Tosfos wait until the second kasha of the Gemara to ask this question that minolan delay nemel of neinach? The Gemara asked the kasha on the yisoid of kol mitzvah shenemel of neinach v'nishas b'sinai that bnei noach are mitzvah in from mila and puruvu. Meaning, the Gemara assumes, it knows somehow, that Bnei Noach are not mitzvah milo, they're not mitzvah and pruruvu, and the Gemara's kasha is tema. How do you know that? And Tosfos' kasha But Tosfos' kasha was from the second kasha of the Gemara, pruruvu, not from the first kasha milo. Freak. Why wasn't Tosfos bothered with the same kasha? So the Marshal says a nice teretz, but a tremendous chiddush that the Achreinim were very bothered with. The Marshal says that the Gemara knew, or Tosfos knew that the Gemara had to know that Mila is an Isser, and from the fact that it's not mentioned in the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, it's a riot of Bnei Noach and Amitzuvah. How did the Gemara know it has to be an Isser? Because if it wasn't an Isser, it can't be possible that there'd be an Einish Karis. Because Ein Einchin Elim Kim Azirin. So the fact that there's an Einish Karis, that's a riot that there must be some Isser. That's what the Marshal says. The Mishlo Melech brings a teretz from one of the Kadmoinim that says a different teretz. He says, you know why the Gemara didn't ask a kasha from Mila? Because it's Pashach Mila has an Isser. What's the Isser that Mila has? There's an Isser to be Moshech Ta'arla. And that mitzvah, that Isser, is a teitzah from the mitzvah say of Mila. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? That why wasn't it? Maybe really Bnei Noach do have a mitzvah of Mila. The reason it's not mentioned in the Zaymitz Bnei Noach is because the mitzvah saseh, it's not only a mitzvah saseh. Everybody knows Mila is not only a mitzvah saseh. How? Why not? There's an isser to be Moshech Ta'arla. The fact that Ashchas HaZera is an isser in the mitzvah of Puravu, that's a chiddush of Tosfos. That Tosfos needs a tema and a v'yeshloimar to say that chiddush. But that in the mitzvah I say of Mila, there's also an isser of being Moshech Ta'arla, that everybody knows. And that Tosfos knew for a davar pasha. And Tosfos never even asked the kasha, because it was pasha that there's an isser by every Mila. Freak the Mishlo Melech, that the it's the Ranach that says it. You forgot a sugi in Yavam and stuff. I based on an aleph. We had a whole sugi just now. We learned that the issa to be moshech to arlo is only issa the rabbanon. So if it's only issa the rabbanon, it's not an issa de raisa. So hodra kushal utuchtei. The Ranach is a pella. So Levi was mitzayin to say pshat in this Ranach, which is really a dover tamua. So he was mitzayin a beautiful mitziv in Parshas Lech Lecha. The parsha of Mila, Perik Yitzayim, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Hashem tells Avram and all the psukim, the Yud Gimel brisos over here, all the psukim where Hashem is commanding Avram with the mitzvah of Mila. The pasuk says, Hima yima yulid beischa, umiknas kaspecha, vahisa brisi bipsarchem lebris oilam. That Hashem commanded Avram that you're going to do bris Mila, and I want the bris to be a bris oilam. It should be there forever. Says the Netziv in the Herchiv Dover. V'hainu detnan oves perikimo hamefer brisay shal Avram Avinu. The Mishnah in Perikei Oves. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah discusses people that have no chelik in Elam Abba. Rabbi Loza Maidah Yoymer, Hamachal Lasakotchim, Vamavazes Hameyadis, Vamalbub Nechaber Berabim, Vamefer Brisa Shal Avram Avinu, Vamagal upon a Baturish Lake Halacha, Avokishiach by Toiru Masim, Toivim, Einloi Chelik Loyal Abba. Says the Netziv that if you look at the Rishonim, and it's the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, and it's the Rambam in Yad Chazak, and it's Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah Novus, and he says it's even a Yerushalmi. They all say that what does it mean? Hamefer Brisin Shal Avram Avinu. It means someone that's Moshech Ha'arla. Says the Netziv, if someone that's Moshech Ha'arla is in Loy Chelik in Olam Abba, it must be that it's an Issa De'Raisa. Because if it wasn't Issa De'Raisa, how is it possible that the Oina should be so Chomor that you're ein loy chelik l'olam haba? Just parenthetically, for 1 second, when we learn Masechtas Ma'akotan, big machloikis rishayin, whether the issa to do malach and cholamoid is an issa de raisa or an issa de rabbanon. Rashi and Tosuch, Chagiga daf yitches, the bir halacha right in the beginning of Hilchas Cholamoid, it brings all the whole list of rishayinim this way and the whole list of rishayinim that way. Tremendous machloikis, whether it's an issa de raisa, issa de rabbanon. Tosfos asks Akasha from a Rashbam in the end of Masechtas Pesachim. The Mishnah says that someone that's mevazes hameyados ain't loy chelik l'olam haba. Zok to Rashbam in Pesachim, what does it mean to mevazes hameyados? It means he's mevazes cholamoid. Zok toisis Rashbam's wrong. Because if a mevazes cholamoid is ain't loy chelik l'olam haba, that would imply that the iser to do malacha on cholamoid, that's what mevazes hameyados means, is an iser deraisa. Toisis says it's not an iser deraisa, it's the rabbonitz. It's a mefurish of toisis, the hanochah that the Netziv is making. That if the Mishnah says ain't loy chelik l'olam haba, it must be that it's an issa deraisa. It's not an issa derabbanon. Meaning, there's an issa deraisa. What is the issa deraisa? Zok the Netziv. The issa deraisa is this pasuk right here. The pasuk says, "Vahoisa brisi bipsarchem lebris oilam." That after you have a bris mila, you have to make sure that your bris is going to be a bris la'olam. It's going to be a bris forever, and that's an issa deraisa for a person not to be moishach his oilam. Freik the Netziv. Vahod issa biyavamas perka oral. The mashachum midrabbanon. I doesn't the sugi masechtas yivam. And say that it's only the Rabbanon. Hainu le'isra achilas trum of a kachin. That's regarding whether you're considered an oral. V'gam ein tzorach lomoloid pameyatera. Meaning you're not an oral midei raisa. You're only an oral midei Rabbanon. Avovadai osur limshoich meyatera. But the maisa, the act of being moishich the orlo, that there's no question is a maisa issa dei raisa. In other words, the netziv is being mechalek between one who's Moshech Hazarlo, whether he gets a Torah's Oral, that's the Sugi in Yevamos Davayim Beis, where it's clear he doesn't get a Torah's Oral Midei Raisa, with whether or not the Isser, the act of being Moshech Ta'arla, was something that's Aser Midai Raisa, or something that's Aser Midai Rabbana, and that the Netziv is saying that the act of being Moshech Ta'arla is going to be Aser Midai Raisa. Levi just said, this Netziv obviously would be a teretz to this Shita that the Mishnah Lamelech brings. The Mishnah Lamelech brought a Shita that was Pashat to Tosfos, that in the mitzvah, included in the mitzvah Saseh of Mila, there's also an Isser not to be Moshech Ta'arla. Frank, the Mishnah Lamelech, isn't it a Mefurish Asugya that Moshech Ta'arla is only within the Rabbana? The answer is yes. Yeah, the sugya was that he gets a teres oral. That's only midi rabbanon. But the fact that what he's doing is aser or not, that would be aser midi raisa. Just one hisafa that perhaps you can add is that the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yutesim and Aleph, the well-known Gemara, the Gemara says that after a person dies, so Avram Avinu stands on Pischo Shagehenim. In the event that this person is gepaskin, that he has to go to Gehenim, he stands there and he checks to see if this Yid that died is Mahol. If he's Mahol, he spares his life. If he's an Oral, then he lets him go to Gehenim. Why? The Gemara says, I'm sorry, except that Avraham Avinu saves everybody's life except for someone that's a Boil Aramis. Because someone that's Boil Aramis, his Orlo is Nimshach, Memela, he has some Mashiachas Arla, and because he has Mashiachas Arla, he's no longer Mal, and being that he's no longer Mal, Avraham Avinu is not going to save his life. So we had a discussion. You see an unbelievable thing from this Gemara, that someone that's Baal Aramis, somehow his Arla becomes, he's being Moshech his Arla. So we discussed the Rambam Shita in Hilchas Yisurabiyah, whether someone who's Boyal and Aramis, what the Isser exactly is. Rambam says it's only Isser the Rabbanon, unless it's done Derech Chasnus, then you have Leitas Chatimbam. But the Isser Leisiya Kadesha, which is the Isser for Pane Abba Pnuyo, that's not Isser Deiraisa, that's only an Isser the Rabbanon. But if this Netziv, it could be there's a new Isser Deiraisa. It could be you'd have the Isser Deiraisa of Ahoyev Risi, the Ris, Oilam.